No, Crumb's the citadel of Rachel and Penny Tilson's. With all of their five children, who've had a very, very disastrous winter, but now all look brown and fat after they've just returned from a vacation, they have become famous in St. Paul as the people who went on a vacation with eight children. A friend of theirs went with three children, a new baby, and they all seem to have a very splendid time. Now they have Pax, of course, a cat, two burros, Spanish burros, and they just gave their goat to the Boy Scouts. They all seem to be in the greatest growth I've ever seen them. And Kenny is doing splendidly, and Rachel is doing splendidly, and all the children are doing splendidly, and they all have their activities splendidly. And they all enter a new year. It's very strange about growth, how it keeps on going and multiplies and has strange configurations. This tape I intended to edit, but I've had so much trouble trying to get a decent tape, and I don't know if this is it. My recorder has gone out, and I must mail it or you won't get it. So I'm just going to play it in the chaotic and wonderful way that it was taken. It starts out with Rachel telling about one of the incidents on their trip at Osakis, or Kenny sounds like it's at Forsakis. And then it goes on the evening that I was there, and I made no attempt to edit it.
Went to, then there was a big argument, which cabin they wanted to sleep. Barry Bennett wanted to sleep in our cabin because Barry had the night before, but Barry didn't want to go to sleep in his cabin with his mother and father were there without Danny, even if I stayed. So we decided, well, we'll all go to sleep in our cabin. And we had four double beds and a crib, and the baby had the buggy. So, one by one, they started moving down. First the baby had his body.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You gonna have a drink?
Okay.
This is a play improvised right on the spot, hot off the griddle.
Okay.
another time, me and Daddy were going out, fishing, and we were going up and it started drizzling. And so when we started, my dad said, I don't like the looks of the way these waves. So we started on our way back, and also we stopped raining. So we went back, started throwing some more, and all of a sudden, it started raining again. All of a sudden, it started drizzling again. And so we went around on our way back, and about 10 minutes from home, it started hard. Oh, man, is it raining hard. And the waves were splashing over the boat. Like mad. The one time the boat almost tipped over, that time I was pretty scared. And my mother asked me, if I was scared. And I said, no, not when the boat, only time I was scared was when the boat happened. And I came in with my life jacket on, came walking the house with my life jacket on, my jacket over my head, soaking wet, all my clothes soaking wet, even my underpants. Yeah, I was pretty scared, and she looked at me like this, and she said, "Where's Daddy?" And I said, "Dop a dock up, sticking up." Well, and I wasn't scared about the ball tipping over, because my father said it won't tip over if you just stay still and hang on. And my mother got real mad at my father and said, "We all weren't worried about you. We thought you headed for the other side, so the rain was over." Now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if you've ever seen a comedy, a movie, one of these cartoons in which it shows a guy pulling on a Mexican burro and another one behind it pushing on a Mexican burro, well, just substitute David in front and me in the rear, and you've got a perfect setting of how we look. Because these things, when they stop, they're stopped. And you can push them so far that they're practically falling over. And finally, in exhaustion, you release your pressure, and they just spring back to their stationary position. It's almost as though their four legs have grown into the ground. But apart from that, Judy wasn't hurt too seriously, apparently. She did have a damaged kidney. And you've already found out that subsequently we had to take, she was in the hospital about a week. And previous to that, I'm sure you know that Marky had been in the hospital for about 10 days. And we had to take Judy to the hospital when she got something in her nose. Rachel says I'm stealing her entire story. But nonetheless, these are the main things that have happened. David's just for the first time starting to play baseball, and we built a so everybody in the neighborhood got together, and we on some empty land we put up a big backstop. The kids are playing baseball out here like mad.
Danny
is in the background, of course, slapping people, hitting people. Mark, we finally got to bed because every time you hugged him, he bit you. And it's very lovely, and he's very sweet, and he has long eyelashes. And he looks like Debbie, that's right. He looks like a girl, he's just beautiful, but he bites all the time. Now, Bernie, I don't know if this is like Debbie or not, but if it is, my sympathies, because Mark bites hard. There really isn't an awful lot new that has happened we can tell you about. Rachel wants to finish up. As usual, I'm working this evening, although actually in the last several months I haven't worked too many evenings. I'd say that the period in the 30 days from June 1st to July 1st, I didn't work over 25, maybe 26 evenings. But that's unusual. Most of the time, I only work two or three evenings a week. Actually, right now, you might have read about the American Bar Association meeting in London. Sally Robbins, who you might have heard about, he's one of my associates, you might say. Some people call him my boss. He's in London. He went to New York for quite a spell and delivered some papers there at the convention. Then he went to Dublin, and there he's going to London, then to The Hague in the Netherlands, and to Paris, to France, to Rome, to Tel Aviv, and he might drop off at a few other points that are on the way. He won't be back until his wife and one of his daughters went with him. His oldest son, for some peculiar reason, didn't want to go with him, and they didn't want to take their youngest two children. But he won't be back till sometime in the middle of September. So I've got a lovely time in the summer. As a matter of fact, this vacation you've heard about was a very cute vacation. I wasn't really going to take one at all. But after the month I spent with Sally getting ready for his vacation, I was just about all through. So I just picked up and left with Rachel and the kids and the Bennetts, and we went up to Osakis, which isn't very far from here. And every day, between 2 and 3, I was on the phone dictating and having my mail and Sally's mail read to me and dictating answers and replies to it and memorandums to everybody else in the office. So it worked out pretty well, and I was able to sneak away for a few days. But apart from that, because of Sally being gone, that's about all the vacation I'll have. Which was, and as I say, it was more than I really expected. We're really looking forward to the time when we have a little more relaxed vacation and are able to take a trip with all of the kids out to California, and you can show us all of sight. I'm going to turn the microphone over to Rachel now, because she's pointing at me to take Danny, who's hollering no, 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 because he knows it's his bedtime. But it really won't make any difference if you think this is going to get Danny off the microphone, because we'll put him in bed, and he'll get up once, he'll get up twice, he'll get up three times. As a matter of fact, he'll keep getting up all night long, until finally we go to bed. And after we go to bed, then he'll go to sleep wherever he feels like, and we just ignore him. Danny's very sweet and very lovable, And his personality, we will keep him, his personality shows on him. He wears it like a badge. You can walk down the street and a man will stop you and ask you if he's he's in training for a heavyweight fight. But that's only because he's a little on the pugnacious side, and especially because he lost three teeth, which Rachel also will tell you about.
Well, so Kenny told you everything I was going to tell you. All the bad, bad things that happened to us this year. And then I was going to have another category of all the good, good things. Like Jossie and Judy are going to day camp now and having a real good time. And on August 12th, David is going to leave for 12 days to the Y camp where he'll stay. He won't be coming home every day. And he's real excited about that. He's going to take his sleeping bag and fishing equipment, and it sounds like it's going to be a real fine camp. That's the one on the same side that they work on every year, and the building, and the building trades that's gone out and built a dining hall for them, and sounds very nice. And we just got back from a lovely week near Alexandria, so we went with the Bennett, I don't know. Me, Debbie met Florence and her little boy Barry, who's the mechanic. And so we got two cabins up there, and they have three kids, 3 years old, 5 years old, and 10 weeks. And then we all went. Oh, we didn't take the animals. Jossie cried all the way to Olympus saying she wasn't going to go along if we didn't take at least one of our animals. David has a box turtle this year.
Thank you.
is a pair of us. Don't care, they'll banish us. You know,
how dreadful.
Really secretly or publicly
would like to be in a couple of plays, but if they just have me making scenery and that's all, I don't know if I will. They say they need help, but of course everyone wants to act, so we'll see. This year I've done three or four programs for some of the Jewish women's organizations, some of which were very good, some not so good, and one that I thought was pretty good, but it wasn't received so well. Probably not so passionate performances, really. We tried to do some cuttings from Sholem Aleichem. We tried to use labeled tapes, but it couldn't be understood in the hall. I think that would have made it, because we were using Yank and the If I Were Rothschild bit. But it just couldn't be understood, so you know how that is on an audience after just a few minutes. I didn't play at all, but they still thought I played too much of it. I did use the violin music for backgrounds and for transitions, and I thought that worked out well, but people around here don't seem to be so used to it or something. We have neighbors all around us now. We have a house directly in back of us, and over on the hill, way over there, are two great big houses. But we can still see the islands here on the riverbanks and the airport, and I don't think they'll be able to really cut it off from us. For a while, about a month ago, we were looking at farm, seriously thinking about moving from suburbia and getting a farm nearby and raising some animals, and of course, unless so Ken could go in, and we looked at some beautiful farms. It was really a lot of fun looking, because we met some very interesting people and saw some beautiful things. We saw one, it was really not a farm, it was an estate, and on it was a lake where the deer came to feed every day, and all kinds of wild animals and birds. But it really wasn't farmed. It was just left in its wild state, which of course really is so beautiful, and you don't see it so close to the city very often anymore. We're becoming pretty city-fied out here. The Lexington Avenue Bridge is almost going to be begun, and the kids have a brand new school right on Lexington and Highway 100, which they walk to during the summer for library day, and there is a playground period, but my kids haven't been going to that this summer. David is a little unhappy right now. He's trying to be good in sports and not succeeding very well. And it's hard in the summertime to realize that you can be real, remember how good you were in school and how well you got along there. And when the most important thing right now is physical prowess, which I guess David isn't ever going to be a star about. He's trying, but tonight he said that when they pick the Kings, they never pick him for baseball. But he hasn't had much practice. After maybe when he practices up some more, he'll be good enough to make the team. There's lots and lots of kids around here now. There's two girls living in back of us and four boys next to them, and they have plenty of kids for two teams. They got all the same age, but they have a good time. Ken told you about the backstops and fathers built. Also, Civic Association was organized down here. This year, Ken is the chairman of it, so that's taken some of his time. Plus, being on the board of Jewish Family Service and on the board of the Talmud Torah and on the board of the Jewish Community Center and on the day camp committee. My 2.5-year-old son just got up and came out to ask a few questions again before finally going to bed. I wish Mother could have stayed this evening. I think the thing I enjoyed most about the tape she brought back from San Francisco were the conversations, where I almost felt like I had gone with her. And the one she brought back from New York, too, just people talking, and I could hear the voices and recognize the people. It almost felt like you were sitting in the room with them instead of the long monologue. But I certainly enjoyed the tape you people sent explaining the wedding, the marriage, and we got a big bang out of it. And wish we could have been there for one of your weddings, at least. the phone, of course, rang again, and Ken's talking. So I hope it's not for me. I can keep on talking. You can hear me in the background. Of course, I'm trying to eavesdrop and listen. So Ken told you he's real busy. Sometimes I wonder if it's worth it or what the big mighty goal is, or maybe I lose track of it. And I'm reading and trying to decide what I'm going to do in a couple of years when Mark can go in nursery school, because I've had a kid and I believe in big families and I love them, but I can see where you can just get yourself into a mighty big rut and have a pretty hard time climbing out of it. Socially, we've been real busy with lots of friends. I've learned how to play bridge enough to pass pretty well with most of the people we know, so we play a little bridge. Not very much, but play a little bridge. And in the wintertime, we've been getting season tickets to the University Theater and enjoying that a great deal. They did some pretty good plays last year. They did Bertolt Brecht's Mother Courage. Sure, it wasn't as good as the one in San Francisco, but they did a pretty good job. And it was pretty long, and you didn't come out, of course, feeling like you had a pleasant, sweet evening. Ken, turn off the water, please. Not only did he have to talk on the phone, but he has to keep the water running. So I've been studying up a little more on domesticity and have even gone so far, my fine feathered friend, is to invite my in-laws to dinner Monday night, which is the first time in world history that I have done so. But it's Judy's birthday, and she, as you know, always has difficulty deciding how much light spotlight she wants to shine on her birthday. So she's going to have a little Friday at day camp, and then she's going to have her grandmother's and grandfather for dinner. But we recently bought a steer, and it's the most wonderful meat that I've ever had, so I thought, well, it would be a treat for them too. We were told that this kind of meat is not sold in the Midwest market, that it's saved for the Eastern Western market, and boy, it sure tastes like we enjoyed it. Wonderful. I really think about you and Deb and Bernie and Robin and being pregnant. You know how sentimental I am about being.
I feel funny thinking of you having another baby and so far away, and how much I'll be dying to see it. And so I don't know, nothing is resolved, I guess. Ken only got a week, and it was ridiculous to think of a trip that far for a week, and that would be driving. But I told him that I was going, and if I went, I would fly. But I would have to bring three children if I came in after school started. And so I don't know, but I'd like to hear your ideas on it, or when we will see you. If I thought you'd be back here soon, maybe I'd relax about it. But I wish we wrote more often and knew what was going on, and you'd just kind of wonder. Oh, Leon and Joyce Brown were in town, and came over with their little boy, David, who was just about Mark's age, just a little over a year. Very nice little short, and very happy, and he had a good time at our house. They've been stayed with her folks, and her mother has a lot of knickknacks and a brand new home, and kind of fussy about, so the poor little kid's been pretty oppressed during his visit here. But they came here one very hot afternoon, and everybody was running around in only a diaper and bare feet. And so it was real nice here, because he just relaxed and played with Danny and Ma and had a real fine time. They look real good when you're living in Michigan. And they're all, she's not pregnant now, but they're all set to start out on a big family. And so everything is, for them, sounds very fine. They had seen Ben and his wife, and things sounded good for him, too. He either had gotten his PhD or was just about to get it, and was very happy, and et cetera. I understand that Bobby has had rheumatic fever and just recently was getting out of bed for the first day. So she must have been pretty sick. I know no more than that. That's it, the end. So maybe you've heard more than that. I don't know. So I can talk to yourself and really feel like you're telling the things that you're thinking or you feel during the day and wonder about. People ask me how you're doing and everything, and so difficult, because I just don't know. Oh, I didn't tell you about Betty's baby. I spoke Betty yet. Naomi Ann, she's looks like the rest of Betty's baby. Real nice little girl, getting real chubby and very responsive, and they treat her like a first baby. Of course, Nikki will be six next month, so it's been a while. Maybe it'll be worse for you. And but for so long, we were so worried, so fussy over it. I don't think they were that bad with Heather. Well, although with Heather, I remember they were pretty bad. I don't know how, maybe it won't last as long as this one. Of course, this one has so many fathers and two mothers, and she's a real nice little girl, and Betty is real, real happy about it. I've never seen her so excited. I think Betty is just wonderful now. She seemed happy, and happier than I think I have ever seen her. Although there are bad days and stuff, but somehow she's so accepting and of the children now, and really happy. And they've been redoing their house. Tonight they're leaving to go up north for a few weeks, and she was real excited about that, to build a new cabin, which sounds real nice, and the kids were very excited. They had a mallard duck, which they raised since Easter, and to a good-sized duck whose name was Gerald, but they left him up there thinking he'd still be there, but evidently some animal ate him, or something happened to him, but he wasn't there when they came back the following week. And I was starting to tell you about David's fox turtle. Great big thing. It has a head like a snake. And David's class some frogs for him, and he needs them raw lives at some. Looking out the window at the lights of the darkening sky. It's the week we were gone, it was very, very hot. But since we've been back, it's been very humid, but not hot. And in fact, the kids haven't been swimming or swimming in the pool. Anything since we've been back, but very humid. It feels hotter than it is. And, well, you know how it is. But it isn't been pretty. The sky has been cloudy. You hardly see the sun all day. Just today, the sun down and started, it came out a little bit for a while.
So on this soliloquy of mother, woman, Rachel, Betty, Bernice, and the fathers, Ben and Kenny, and the young mothers and fathers, the little mothers and fathers, and the animals, and the houses, and the hills, and all the living that's taken place. We all send you our dearest love on your birthday, Deborah. And we send that love to Robin and to Bernie. And by the way, we don't hear from Bernie. About all the news we have is in the Christmas recording, which was very good. First news that I'd heard of Bernie. And his mother certainly appreciated it, too. But I'd like to hear more from him. Well, maybe I'll be able to see you. I'd like to come out in the fall, because we're all going to be crazy to see this new little kicking one that's coming on. As Rachel says, we hardly are able to keep away, but nobody's invited us so far to participate. But we're going to be real itchy to see this new one. I don't know, I had such plans for this recording, and I've spent 2 hot days, everything. These 2 recorders I have just turned into monsters. Some of it you won't be able to hear. I'm even tempted to send you the original one because they're so much better, but anyhow, this will give you a little taste of the Midwest, even without Strontium 90. I haven't said very much about myself, it seems. Al was just in here and looking at my floor, which is covered with all the files that I've been going over this last week. I've gone through every single file in the basement, something that I've been intending to do now for 3 years. It must be an omen that I'm about to move out of this sarcophagus. I don't know. I've either got to move out of it or mend it up a little bit. The ghosts now can come in and out without opening the door. Leaking, and day and night I can hear the termites gnawing at the basement. The doors are not closing. The house seems to be sinking like a ship. But I believe that we're going to have the whole place rezoned now. The big buildings are creeping up the hill. So perhaps in at least 2 years, this will all be commercial property. Anyhow, I hate to put money into this old sarcophagus. But the choice has to be made very soon because it's really, rotting away like the old plantation. I don't know. I've had a very interesting spring. When I look back, I don't know exactly what I have done. I've collected a lot of material. I've gone over my old work, and I'm torn between admiration for myself and disgust. It seems to me that I've done a tremendous lot of work, but not the intense actual work that I should have done or that I must now do. I've either got to go on or, either got to come, the dice has got to lie right or else stop the game. I don't know exactly this book that I'm doing now, which Jockey sent me some money to have the type. I think it's a very interesting book. It's going to be a collection of the farmers, stories of farmers. And I'm very interested in it. And I hope, but I put Robert Emmett away for the moment. I decided I have to have a time when there's 6 months in which there's nothing else to do, and then do it. You can't just do it in pieces and particles. But I'm not discouraged about it. I know that I'll do it. And then my Nancy Hanks, Trachty wants me to finish that in the fall as a novel, and he might be interested in publishing it. So I want to do that. And I'm really very interested in my work, more than I have been for a long time, and I'm really working quite hard. So I want to give you a warm embrace, Deborah, and a warm love to you that I've always had this 28 years. And it seems that time sort of makes that love deeper and with more dimensions and with curious, timeless, and baseless power. I think I have to end this tape the way he began it. I'm now working on it for a couple of days. I had even more of a feeling that this is true. As we live in a kind of great web of our own growth and of life. And this web has shown us a wonderful complexity. And the drums of earth beat in us. The earth rises in it. And we are like giant women and giant men from the tawny loom. We have woven into ladders for our people, and they are woven into ladders upon which we have raised. We have gained the sky. We travel on the broad sky wing. Earth women and earth men and earth children woven and emitted from the horizon. In that green warp and loom, we have woven children in the net, in the great web. The life-giving bowl of rain and season, a vessel for flowers in whom in every cell a seed finds food, shoots green, a field of green children, of new, broad, seminal promises. So with this, we all embrace you and send you the warmest love. And on that Labor Day when you bring forth this new child, we'll all be with you, darling. And we'll all be close to you, all of us swung in the great web of earth, in the great web of our destiny, of the struggle of man and woman upon this earth. Again we embrace and kiss you, Deborah. And we embrace and kiss you, Robin. And Bernie, we embrace and kiss you. We are all warmly together.